This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Could we begin by acknowledging traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay our respects to elders both past, present and future, and acknowledge that this is the land of Wurundjeri, and we particularly pay our respects to elders of that community and elders of other communities who might be with us here today. My name is Martin Foley. I'm here representing the Victorian Government as the Minister for Equality, and we are joined by the Mayor of the City of Port Phillip, Bernadine Voss, and we're joined by the Chair of the Pride Centre Board, Jude, and a number of other members of the Pride Centre Board to make a very, very significant announcement about a key milestone in what I'd like to think is the Victorian Government's equality agenda, the City of Port Phillip's substantial commitment to inclusion and LGBTI equality, and of course the work that the Pride Centre Board has been doing in regards to the location of Australia's first Pride Centre. People will no doubt recall that as part of the 2015 budget, the Victorian Government committed $15 million of capital to establishing a Pride Centre, and has spent a substantial amount of time subsequent to that going about how all of this will work. And the key part of that was establishing the Pride Centre Board under Jude's stewardship as the Chair, and can I say, a really high quality, high powered board, a number of whom are with us here today. So could I ask the Pride Centre Board members to out themselves and just stick their hand up. And I stress, these are honorary positions to corral a series of issues that are not without its complications, and we're not without its levels of politics and stakeholder management that has been, let alone deal with governments, that has been really, really professionally well done. And I think the way in which the Pride Centre Board has distinguished itself through the leadership year has been exemplary. Has got us to the point now where, following a process, that we are now in a position to announce where the location of Victoria's first Pride Centre will be. And the fact that we're here in St Kilda, and the fact that we're here in the heart of Fitzroy Street, is a pretty good indication of where it's going to be. So I can announce on behalf of all parties, but particularly government, that Victoria's first Pride Centre will be located just down the street here in Fitzroy Street, on the corner of Jackson Street and Fitzroy Street, in a substantial block across a number of parcels of land, and that has only come about through the close partnership between governments at the state level and at the City of Port Phillip level, stewarded through by the excellent work that the Pride Centre Board has been putting into this effort. So it's important at so many levels. It's a milestone day for Victoria's equality agenda. It's a milestone day for making sure that diversity and decency and sticking up for the rights of LGBTI people as a group of citizens that have a right to have their culture, their difference celebrated, their issues taken seriously, and more importantly, to be out loud and proud as who LGBTI Victorians are, making a statement about what kind of a place Fitzroy Street is, St Kilda is, the City of Port Phillip is, and indeed Victoria is, the progressive capital of our nation, and a place in which there is generally a place for everyone, and that is celebrated, and that is seen as a positive addition to our work as a community and as our work as a state. And it's not only the right thing to do, because there should be a place for everyone, but it actually stacks up on every level, on an economic level, on a social level, on a health level, on a cultural level. This Pride Centre Board and the work that They have done in putting together this proposal and partnering with the City of Port Phillip. It is going to be a milestone proposition here. The value, let alone the work, the cultural work, the health delivery work that will be levied off this proposal is just astronomical. And our $15 million will be multiplied several times over, I can assure you, on the back of the work that both Council and the Flight Centre Board have put together here. I want to just one more time thank you. Thank not just this council, but its predecessor council as well, for putting in all the hard yards of getting the proposition before the board and then before government. I'm sure it was a difficult decision, but it was one that, on the recommendation of the board, stood out, and it's one that the Victorian government was very, very pleased to support. I think it will not just be important for the wider LGBTI Victorian, Australian, and can I say international community, because this will be a world-class facility that will be able to hold its head up on any level, indeed lead at any level, as to just what the vibrant nature of LGBTI internationalism is all about. And I think it will be a stellar proposition from that level. But it will also be incredibly important in the rejuvenation of St Kilda and Fitzroy Street in particular, and I think it will be a very, very important series of investments that will enliven the street in the way that we're looking for, and will enliven the culture of St Kilda and Melbourne and Victoria in a way that will make us respectful and embracing of diversity, respectful and embracing of the benefits that an outlet and proud culture can bring us all. And today is an absolutely seminal day in how Victoria's equality agenda is going to roll out. And we will look back at today and the announcement we're making as a major milestone for equality.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.